I'm going to continue the hour with this week's installment of Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Every week we're joined on the phone by the head coach of the Tar Heel football team, Mac Brown, and he's on the line right now to talk about this past Saturday and look ahead to this Saturday's game against Duke. Coach, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
So, obviously, a rough day on Saturday, to say the least. You had some very pointed comments immediately after the game. You've now had a couple of days of perspective to think about it. What are your thoughts and reflections on the game now and where the team needs to go in the next few days and weeks?
Well, Aaron, number one, you got to give JMU credit. Coach Chesney had his team ready to play, and they played really well. It's been a long time since I can remember us making that many mistakes. I thought we played hard. We had a great week's practice. I think that's what set me back so much when I realized that you have five turnovers and you throw for 475 yards, the third most in our school history. And you sit there and you force one turnover and have five, you're not going to win the game. Then you have a blocked punt for a touchdown. And the fumbles, you have an interception for a touchdown. So we just made so many mistakes that it took us out of any chance to win. And we've got to build on it and grow from it. And we had done so well, and it was so uncharacteristic of the first three games that we had that it caught us all off guard. And now we got to go back to work. And good, we've got a rival game this week, so that'll wake us up. And Duke's undefeated and doing very well, so we can't sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. We got to go to work.
I'm gonna ask what you need to do or what you feel the need to do to get the players kind of back on track mentally. But as I'm asking that, do you even need to do anything? Are they already back on track?
No, these are great kids, and they played really hard and played well for 3 weeks, and it got off track Saturday, and they're not proud of what happened. I'm not proud of the product that I'm responsible for, that I put on the field, and Duke's playing really well, so we can't. That's one great thing about this profession. It's like life. You can't lay around and feel sorry for yourself. Nobody cares. You got to go back to work and prepare yourself for the next game.
What is step one in practice?
Step one is the same thing it is every Tuesday. Get up at 5, get over here at 6:30, meet, correct the mistakes you made on Saturday, and prepare to play against a really good Duke team.
Speaking with head coach Mac Brown, Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Do you have to talk about Jacoby Criswell? Because he threw that one tough interception that got returned, but 475 yards passing, three touchdowns, first big start for him at home. Like, that was in spite of the outcome and the score, that was a good game for Jacoby.
Yes, it was a record-breaking game. In fact, one of the top three performances in our school history, the first time he started a meaningful game. And we put him under pressure because we've got an inexperienced offensive line. We got so far behind so quickly that we had to throw it every time. We threw it 48 times, and he got hit a lot. So I think there's great things ahead for Jacoby, and I'm really excited about watching him play for the rest of the season.
In the fog of war immediately after the game, there was some media coverage about comments made in the locker room that were, I think, at odds with what was actually said. Can you clear that up for us?
No, I'll clear that up at the press conference at 11.
Okay. Speaking with Mac Brown again, Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Got to wrap up, but as we do have the Duke game coming up. It's on the road, but just up the road in Durham. Fans can head up to Wallace Wade and catch it live. Obviously, a lot of folks are going to be around here watching it on TV, listening to it on the radio. What's your message to the fans heading into that game?
Well, we know how important this game is, and back in the 40s, people that were passionate about these two schools, two universities that are great universities, obviously some of the top in the world, academically, decided to get a victory bell and play for it. So that shows you how important this rivalry is. So if you can get a ticket, get over there and scream and yell. It'll be at 4 o'clock at the Cameron Wade Stadium. If you can't get a ticket, get your Carolina Blue on and get in front of a TV somewhere and scream, and we'll still hear you.
And again, that's in just a few days. Carolina Duke coming up just around the corner on Saturday. Coach Mac Brown, thank you so much for being with us today, as always.
Thanks, Aaron.
And thanks for listening to Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire. Hey, save $25 when you spend $75 or more during football season at any of Chapel Hill Tire's 11 area locations. Find and click on the Drive of the Game banners on chapelburger.com for full details, and tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games, beginning with the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. And during that show, you can listen for the Drive, Happy Drive of the Game, presented by Chapel Hill Tire.